Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
I did.
And it's not a celebration show, really. It's quite a sad one, but it's all right. But basically, Maggie, out. We'll be talking about it a lot on this show, as will the bands. This is Resistance 77, Rich and Hated. Listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Resistance 77, fronted by our good friend Oddie, and a track called Rich and Hated, which is taken from a limited edition CD that they brought out called Born to Resist, to mark 25 years of their Silver Jubilee. And yes, their Silver Jubilee. why I was thinking of adding to that, I don't know. And they are, as are every band on the show this week, A, getting two songs, and B, from the Mansfield area. Isn't that right, Tony?
That is correct.
That is correct. I've picked four bands. As most of you will be aware, I'm sure, Margaret Thatcher is dead. She is no more. And what the woman did, really, was split this country in half. You can say between haves and have-nots, you can say between left and right, you can say between rich and poor, or whatever, but certainly opinion about the woman entirely divided, and certainly in the North Knots area, everyone was pretty much on the same side of the fence on this one, I think it's safe to say. And all of these bands are old enough to have had people who were around during the Thatcher era to just see the damage that woman did to this Sceptred Isles manufacturing base and indeed production base, as is what happened with the miners in Mansfield. So I'm kind of dedicating this show really to the people of North Knots who suffered through the 1980s as much as anyone else. Is that all right?
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah, fine, because obviously lots of other people in the British Isles suffered as well, and indeed around the world. But every single song this week has got something to do with what happened, or is it a result of the 1980s, and more importantly, of the Thatcher era. So if it's a little bit serious at some point this week, it's because it fucking should be. Now then, what is Resistance 77's website?
Resistance77.co.uk?
No, it's not. It's resistance77.com, and I'll be honest with you, you're only getting four cracks at this week, and that was the one I thought you'd get right.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
It's Tony Neil. We'll probably be internet too, because everything's double-weighted, and we are looking at a whitewash here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Now, we'd normally do jokes and poems in this bit as part of Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner, but guess what? I haven't had any. I imagine because you've all been too busy doing other things because of the incredible occurrence of Margaret Thatcher dying or something like that. So we haven't got one, but later on in the show I have got a poem.
Okay, cool.
Written by me during the Thatcher era.
Ah.
Yeah, which A shows how old I am and B shows how long it is since I wrote a good poem. Anyway, it's time for track two this week, and it's a band we've played on the show several times before, and some of these songs we may have played on the show before down the years, I'm not absolutely sure. This is a band called Apocalypse Babies, and hello to Asterix, the lead singer. And now, where are they from? South Normanton?
Yes.
That's
yeah,
right, South Normanton, yeah. And actually very, very close to where Oddie lives. In fact, he might even live in South Normanton. I don't know, I can't remember anymore. Anyway, there's clearly a lot of punk rock going on in South Normanton. That's what we're basically saying here. This is from an album called The More You Drink. In fact, we're taking two tracks from this album this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Apocalypse Babies' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ApocalypseBabies.
Nah, Facebook.com/pages/apocalypse-babies, babies being spelled B-A-B-Y-S, /15257849146819. Type in Apocalypse Babies with the correct spelling to Facebook and you will find it. This is Consumed by Hate. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Jeff Ugly Shoes, who we haven't heard from in a very long time.
Hello, Jeff.
Lead singer and lead guitarist with said band. That was Apocalypse Babies Consumed by Hate. That isn't the only song with the word hate in it. We've got, in fact, it's the second one in a row, I'm just saying. So there's plenty more hate coming this week. I don't know, a byproduct of the Thatcher era. Now then, speaking of something which I imagine won't have anything to do with that, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you are on Facebook and do want to leave us a comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page and leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, and we do read them out. And it's the weekly update from Helen Dawes.
Oh dear, that will be some hate after all.
As always, thanks for the great shows of late. You two are always a good for a laugh. We look forward to hearing the details of Tony's hectic social life and Paul's attempted suicide attempts and either intervening in fights or being picked for them. By the way, Paul, wine in a box is not socially unacceptable, even in France, where you can get some really good wine in a QB for less than you have to pay for a screw top bottle of Plonk in the UK. If times are hard, we go to the local vineyard with our empty water bottles and get them filled up with the local wine. Last time, 6 litres, cost us €3. Cheers. Thanks, Helen.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, but at the risk of sounding like a bit of a Thatcherite, one is not drinking wine out of a fucking box.
But thanks for the comment.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Next up, a comment from Ben James, who says, I was listening to the 22nd of February podcast and heard
I'm sorry, you've got to bear in mind, I've got no memory of that whatsoever.
No. And heard you were short on jokes. So here's my favourite joke of all time. Some bloke walks into a bar and orders a drink. When he's done with that one, he gets another one, then another. By this time, he's done and ready to take a piss. He stumbles into the men's room and is startled to see three men fucking each other and really going at it. One after the other, one fucking the first and the third fucking the second. Shocked,
a human centipede of love.
Yeah. Shocked, he runs out to tell the bartender, my God, there are three men fucking each other in the bathroom. The bartender asks calmly, is the one in the middle wearing a red shirt? The man says, yes, how did you know? He said, oh, that's Bruce. He always was the lucky one.
Ha!
There you go.
Excellent work. Feel free to send your jokes through the proper channels if
exactly.
You today. Otherwise, we'll bar you.
But thanks for the comment.
Yeah.
That's it, Facebook.
Oh, well done, 2 comments. I'm sure you can do better than that, good people of the internet world.
I think so.
Now then, and thank you, Tony, beautifully read.
Thank you.
Now, I'm about to play one of your favourite bands now, a band called Verbal Warning. They are Mansfield based, aren't they, Verbal Warning?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, they are Mansfield based. And hello to lead singer John, who I bump into at gigs and that. They are. He does live his punk rock. He's also. Which paper is he a journalist?
Chad.
It's Chad. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chad.
So, he's a local agitator, should we say. Okay. He's a local agitator. And anyway, Verbal Warning, very, very political punk band, very traditional, old school, sort of medium pace punk rock as a rule, but they have got some faster songs. This track is taken from their latest album, which is called Red Star Radio, which we have played a couple of tracks off before. I'll ask you what their website is after we've heard this, shall we? This is Cities Will Burn.
Breaking point. No more listening to the government. No. waste down, money raised high, the fences, porn and champagne on expenses. Oh, your cities will burn, your cities will burn. Oh, your cities will burn, your cities will burn.
Scraper.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the base this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Verbal Warning. Cities Will Burn. I've actually got a... They've written an intro for each track, like a paragraph about each song on the... It's actually very nicely packaged album, Red Star Radio. And I'm just going to read out the one that I should have done before this, because it's the intro rather than the outro. But anyway, I think it's actually called Your Cities Will Burn. Yes, it is. Sorry, I've got that wrong. Your Cities Will Burn. And he says, back in the early 1980s, the country's dissatisfaction with government and the lengthening dole queues erupted into an orgy of riots. From Moss Sidon, Handsworth to Toxteth and Brixton, people took to the streets. It also happened in Nottingham and many smaller provincial towns. As we enter 2010, obviously when this came out, with a broken economy, growing dole queues and anger at how they are being treated, another mass expression of protest from the people could be just around the corner. And what prophetic words, because it did happen last year, didn't it? That year, they were right.
Yeah.
A prophecy. He's a prophet. Weren't expecting a bloke on the chat to be a prophet, were you, Tom?
I weren't, no.
No. What's Global Warning's website?
verbalwarning.net.
No, verbalwarninguk.com.
Oh.
Which makes it now... probably be internet 6, Tony Neil, of course, because everything's double-weighted this week. Now then, did you do anything last week?
Took the cat to the vets, and my car got took away.
Oh.
As mentioned.
General spaceship.
Spaceship's gone home.
No more eco spaceship.
No. I was saving the world a mile at a time.
You were?
Yeah. War's not saved, but it's gone now. So I can't say the word anymore.
But at least you can still walk it.
I can. So I've been walking a lot. So we had to take the cats to the vets on Saturday morning to check up, and we had to walk about half an hour down the road. And we walked into town afterwards and got it walking.
If you did a walk that you just thought of that was really, really recent, you could move to New Walk. I can't stay serious for very long on this show, mate. Fuck's sake. Anyway. True.
That's it.
Oh man, I had a brilliant week last week, but I think it was knowing that there was all going to be this Thatcherite uproar the last sort of 2 days that left me in a kebab shop at about 2:30 on Saturday morning having an argument with two ginger blokes. And I'm sorry to say ginger blokes, but this is the description of them. They were ginger blokes, and it's quite pertinent to the story. Depending on who you speak to, they either started on me or one of them jumped to the aid of a female friend of mine who I was verbally abusing in a comedy fashion, but he didn't realise that me and her were having a laugh and knew each other and thought I was being rude. It's probably the latter. But anyway, the upshot of it was that he threatened me in some way or other, and I said, fuck off, you ginger C-word, right? Right. Mm-hmm. And then as I said that, his slightly larger brother, who looked exactly the same, they both looked a bit like big red-headed blokes from Highlander.
And, oh, right, okay.
Yeah, there can be only one, but there were quite clearly two, because they were brothers. And they were both taller than me, both bigger than me. I'm queuing up for a burger. I'm waiting for a burger, right? That's why I'm in there. I'm waiting for this. And I'd actually said to kebab shop owner, I'd like the biggest burger you've got, please. So he was just getting me some triple super Quantro burger, whatever that is, right? Banana box, right? And while I'm waiting for this burger, this guy's brother pipes up. And he sort of wades in and says, oh, don't you talk to my brother like that. I'll have you outside. And I look round at him and said, he's a ginger C-word and you're a ginger C-word, and I will take the pair of you outside and sort you out, you ginger C-words, when I've got my burger. And made them wait. Right, so I'm still the burger. The bigger one throws a punch at me, misses, and as he misses, the doorman on a kebab shop, Hitchin is a dangerous place these days. The doorman gets hold of him, throws them both out before they've got whatever they were ordered, if they had indeed ordered. I never saw them again.
Oh, wow.
That was it. I thought they'd be waiting for me outside, but no, they'd gone. I don't know what happened outside. But I went out with my burger, expecting a black eye, but at least a tasty snack. And just got the snack. Worked out all right. Anyway, so I would like to apologise to said wonderful redheads, who may well have thought that they were diving in to save a woman's honour. But she was, in fact, my friend Emma, and we were having a joke argument. It all got out of hand very, very quickly, and I was obviously in some way responsible, but I still found it very funny the next day. And I'm here to tell the tale. So thank you very much, redheads of the world, for not beating me up. It was a little bit racist to call someone a ginger, whatever, but it was, in my defence, I don't fuck loads of booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, next track up, Handley, called Racial Hate, which keeps in with the hate and the racial slurs that I gave my two red-headed friends earlier this week. I am very sorry about that. Actually, this is one of two songs in a row coming up from Riot Squad. Riot Squad, also a Mansfield-ish band. And I know that they've had various lineup changes down the years, haven't they? But they and indeed are now defunct. Or have they got going again?
I don't think they are going now. I was thinking that. No.
So we think they're just half the band have reverted back to being septic psychos. But anyway, hello to Luke, who was in the band. Pommy, who's always been in the band. Staz, who used to be in the band. Ched, who was in the band for ages, and I really like. And Luke. I've already mentioned Luke.
Yes.
Luke again. And Chiz. Hello to Chiz. Oh, hello to everybody in life. Because we sort of know all of them. We used to have quite a lot of students, didn't we, really?
We used to play them quite a lot on the radio show, I think.
Yeah, and booked them for block parties and that as well.
The first one, I think.
Yeah, they might have done another one as well, did they? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, the bloody great band. And you're going to hear two tracks in a row from an album called Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong. Two tracks in a row that have more to do with... There's various different things that happened under Margaret Thatcher, but certainly the social division was huge. And in the very, very early 80s, I think 1981, there were race riots in Brixton. The big news of 1981, wasn't it? It was the race riots, I think. And the second track of this kind of refers to that sort of thing. And the first one very definitely does. I'll ask you, Riot Squad's website, just to prolong your agony until after we've heard these. Two tracks in a row. Violence on the Streets coming up. First up, Racial Hate.
The smartest peanut in the turd.
Riot Squad, Violence on the Streets. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. I might have a bit of gig news about them in a second. Well, some of them, anyway. What is Riot Squad's MySpace page, then?
MySpace.com/Riot Squad 1981.
Oh, no, good idea. Nearly. MySpace.com/Riot Squad 81. You were there.
I knew something.
And I hadn't realised it when I was mentioning 1981 that had anything to do with it. I'd forgotten that. Did you think I was giving you a clue? Because if you was, wow.
No, no, I remembered it. But wasn't that when you formed?
I've got such a clue. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. So that's ended up being probably the internet. 8, Tony Neil.
Fair enough.
Total whitewash. But then, hey, you know, it was a tough one this week. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. And there's even something on a Sunday. So, this Friday, Pope, Eric Slim Zahl and the Southwest Swingers, the Red Raucous, the Edwardians.
No, I don't know.
Edwardians. D. Edward Ians.
D. Edward Ians.
D. E. D. W. A. R. D. I. A.
Edwardians.
D. Dead Wardians. Wardians.
I'll go with that.
It's Dead Wardians, isn't it?
It's Dead Wardians.
Yeah.
And Rags Rudy. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night. It's a lively night of ska, rock and roll, power pop. With the Dead Wardians, by the way. Did I mention the Dead Wardians are playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much that is?
I don't know how you... I've guessed what they're called without even seeing it. From 100 miles away. Yeah, Pope seem to play down there quite a lot, don't they?
I can't remember. Do they?
I'm sure Pope have been on that night before. Anyway, top lineup.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, Def Digby, the Sidewalk Doctors, George Works, and the Taffija All-Stars. It's a Ruby Fortune night. Taffija, T-A-F-I-J-E-H. Someone's taking a piss this week.
I can't do everything. yes, I don't know how you pronounce that. In your defence.
Taffija. How much do you think that is?
Second.
Seven.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Controversial.
Sunday night, Curtis Simmons Band and more to be confirmed. It's as simple as that. How much do you think that is?
No idea.
£6.
Fiver. No, oh, six. Right. I even got it wrong when you told me.
No. There.
Quite unbelievable. And just one last bit. We'll do this so we only have to sing this thing once more.
Okay.
Friday night in your neck of the woods at the Old Angel in Nottingham, Hancocks, who are Pip Hancock's offshoot band from Gronabats, who've released their first album. We played a couple of tracks. They're playing at the Old Angel. It's going to be a terrific gig. And as far as I know, it isn't sold out. So if you're in the Nottingham area, get along to that as well. And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Nothing else.
And that.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, you've got another track coming up from Verbal Warning now. And this continues our sort of anti-Thatcher rant this week. A track called, quite simply, Consumer Society.
That'll do nicely, sir.
It's a consumer society.
Mighty Berserker.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Verbal Warning. Again, from their album that I've got right here, Red Star Radio. And as I say, if you want to find out more about them, verbalwarninguk.com. Now, are you doing anything this week?
No. No. Definitely not.
Okay. Well, I am.
What are you doing?
Thursday night, I've got the runners-up final of my new act competition, which has been going very well, by the way. I had a really, really brilliant weekend. Loads of good acts this year. Got a great lineup. It's in the Victoria Pub in Hitchin on Thursday night. Tickets are but £5 in advance. So if you are in the Hitchin area and you fancy a laugh Thursday night, come along to that. It's going to be brilliant. Friday night, I'm not doing anything at present, but you never know. Saturday, I'm doing Alexander's Jazz Cafe in Chester, and Sunday, I'm at a lovely gig in Lancaster, whose name escapes me. So if I've got a northwestern bent this weekend, and then I get back on Monday morning, and I fly to Crete for the week, mate. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going on holiday with my brother.
Oh, nice.
It's a recipe for disaster, I tell you. The thing that mustn't happen is we have to make a pact before we go not to talk about family.
Right.
Like, because like most families, like most brothers, that we have issues. We have issues. And when we're drunk, we tend to argue about our issues. And it was all fine the next day. So we are going to try and make a pact at Stansted Airport on Monday morning. It's just like, let's not talk about family. Yeah, that'll be fine. So that's what I'm doing this week, mate.
Very nice.
Should we get on the next song?
Yes.
Yeah, we should. I know it's a bit of a brief bit, this one. Another track from Apocalypse Babies. You heard us talk about them in the first bit. They've had that many lineup changes, but there's only sort of half a dozen of them, and they seem to come in and out of the band, don't they?
Yeah, I think the lineup now, I think the ones that I've seen them last time I saw them, but there have a few changes in between, I think.
Yeah.
Bummy guys,
great
back,
band
Nick,
life, aren't they?
Nick's back on the guitar.
Yeah, really great band life. Mm. Really, really brilliant. This song, rather controversially, because they refused to take it off the album, stopped them getting a record deal in the United States. Let's see if you can work out why. This is called Sucking the Dick of America.
Get Jules in. On the land of honey, they kept his bonds on English soil. Kidnapped, suffering, bound for money. But I will not die for oil. Sucking the dick of America. Sucking the dick of America. Sucking the dick of America. All right. Run and soldiers be phony war with the Yanksley. Wish you'd follow. Send the wealth, please get us on our knees. A conquered horse. We'll swallow. Sucking the dick of America. Sucking the dick of America. Sucking the dick of America. All right. Sucking the dick of America. Sucking the dick of America. We're sucking the dick of America. We're sucking the dick of America. Sucking the dick of America. We're the Yanks of America. Sucking the dick 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 of America.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And here is a poem by me, age 17. Falling into a sleepy haze, I wandered off into misty days, into the world where worries had gone, where the grass was green and the sun always shone. I met a friendly little bunny, his name was Bobtail, he was funny. We frolicked in a primrose garden, but then the dream began to harden. I dreamt Margaret Thatcher was a rabbit catcher, she'd come to get my friend. She had a syringe full of myxomatosis, she wanted his life to end. Bobtail hopped behind a chute. Maggie was in hot pursuit. Bobtail quivered, Bobtail shivered. The fateful dose was then delivered. Poor old bunny then went blind. Thatcher had been dead unkind. Then I woke and it was clear I had no reason for to fear. The blue-coated menace had done no harm. I dreamt it was all a yarn. I remembered this was not a nation that needed animal liberation. My concern for wildlife was an oddity. A bunny is a disposable commodity, just like a veal calf and a battery hen. We're the animals, not them. How about that? 17 years old.
Very nice.
Not bad. And when she resigned in 1990, I updated it to John Major, rabbit cager. John Major was a rabbit cager, right? And when John Major was replaced by Tony Blair, I replaced it and made it, I dreamt Tony Blair with a rabbit killer. Right. And when Tony Blair was replaced by Gordon Brown, I said, I dreamt Gordon Brown had gone to Watership Down. You got to recycle these things, mate. I don't come up with good stuff very often. So, anyway, that was a poem by me when I was 17. In place of, it's a twat, because we don't have one this week, do we?
We don't have one now.
Well, we do. If you can explain about twats first.
Yep. Please do nominate your twats. We all know one, I'm sure. We even if you don't know them, you've seen one on telly, or you know of one, I'm sure you do. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twats name, where they're from, and the reason. Or twats received with thanks. We do like exposing these twats to the world. Please do email me now.
Yeah, but it's all right, because we do have one this week, because she's dead. And I've been waiting since June 1979 to officially say this. So, I'll do this one, Tony, all right?
Okay.
So, for coming into power in June 1979 and over the next 11 and a half years, dividing society, destroying our manufacturing industry, making a world divisive and consumer-driven, being obsessed by profit and famously saying there's no such thing as society, Margaret Thatcher, formerly of Grantham, is a twat. There you go.
That's nothing, quite deserving, so.
Yeah, and we'll never mention her again. Right, last song. And okay. This one is kind of a hopeful little number to end the show, really. It's called Long Time Dead by Resistance 77, but it's actually got a fantastic message, and I did think that we needed something that wasn't all gloom and doom this week to finish the show off. And this is also available on the Born to Resist Silver Jubilee limited edition CD that came out, but it is on another album as well, which I think is called Long Time Dead, isn't it?
I think they did do an album called it, yeah, sure they did.
Yeah, and it's certainly the first song of theirs I ever heard, and one of the first songs we ever played on Punk and Disorderly, I think.
I think so, yeah. It's a great song.
That's 3-point cop. That's it. We'll have a little chat at the end of this. In the meantime, what a lovely song this is. Definitely from the vaults, definitely played it before. This is Long Time Dead. That was Resistance 77 and Long Time Dead. I did have a message this week asking me who performs the track you're listening to underneath us right now. The song is called Bunch of Can'ts and it is by The Scourge and it is available at iTunes. We'd like you to go to iTunes as well, wouldn't we, Tony? Why is that?
Yes, please do reviews at iTunes. It helps us out massively. Helps a few reviews make us on the featured list of iTunes on the front page. Get some more visibility, get some more listeners. Costs you but nothing to do so. So please do that. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. So reviewers are 5 stars only, obviously. And read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Thanks very much for listening this week. Just before we go, some late news. The Thatcher estate have announced that she is not going to be cremated. She's going to be buried because the lady is not for burning.
Very nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog. Oh, yeah, we can do fucking politics.